My Very Italian Holiday, written by Sue Roberts and read by Claire Cassan.
Prologue. Someone once told me, life is what happens when you're busy making all the plans. It makes me wonder whether we should bother making plans in the first place. The thing is, I used to be a real planner. Lists for everything adorned various notice boards around the house, and I liked to give myself a deadline. Super organized is how people would have described me. But these days, I don't plan so much. Because if there's one thing I do know, it's that life can change in the blink of an eye. And no amount of planning can prepare you for that moment. Life has a funny way of turning out how you least expect it to. Chapter 1. It's a glorious afternoon, and I stop to sit on my favourite green bench so I can take in Lake Ullswater in all its glory. Clusters of wild thyme are nestled amongst the grass near the water's edge, replacing the daffodils that grow in abundance in the spring. There's a stillness about the water today that has a mesmerising effect if you stare at it long enough. The sun is streaming between trees that overhang the lake edge, creating an enchanting, dappled shimmer. I watch a swallow dive and skitter across the water, sending ripples outwards. Adam and I often used to walk along this path in the late evening, where the only light came from the occasional beam of car's headlight as it slowly navigated the country lanes. I still miss those evenings together, and I feel a pang of sadness as I think about them. Late summer is the busiest time of year in the Lake District, and the recent unbroken hot spell has seen visitor numbers soar. There are endless queues for the lake steamers that transport people along the water to various villages. In Windermere, the main departure point, restaurants and bars are busting at the seam, with people enjoying food and cool drinks in the beer gardens, while children excitedly feed ducks near the water's edge. Tourists line up for the little ice cream kiosks with striped tarpaulin shades on the road that leads down to the lake. My guest house, here in Glen Ridding, is no exception. We're packed to the rafters. I was born and bred in the lakes and feel so lucky to have spent my childhood in such an idyllic location. I'm savouring the last few minutes of my break when a family walk past. A girl, who can't be much older than 10 years old, lags behind and is soaked to the skin. Her arms are folded tightly across her chest, and she has a thunderous-looking face for someone so small. The fair-haired boy, who looks a couple of years older, is walking in front and keeps turning around to smirk at her. "Good afternoon," I smile. "Beautiful day, isn't it?" "Try telling that to these two," says the mum, pointing at the kids and rolling her eyes. "We went canoeing on the lake, and my daughter capsized. She wasn't really expecting it," she tells me in a low voice. "Kids, eh?" I reply, wondering not for the first time if I will ever become a mother myself. I look down at my watch. It's time I headed back. So I get up from the green bench and follow in the same direction as the family.
"He pushed me in the water,"
screams the slightly chubby-cheeked girl with the heavy blonde fringe as she points at the boy.
"No, never. You stood up. Too near the edge?"
The boy sniggers.
"Mum, tell him. He's laughing at me,"
says the girl, stamping her foot. The boy, presumably her brother, lifts his hand to make an L for a loser sign over his head before running off to catch up with Dad, who is walking several yards in front of the family, carrying a canoe.
"Dad, tell him,"
screeches the girl. Eventually, the dad stops in front of Helvellyn House and opens the brown wooden gate to a six-bedroomed bay-fronted guest house, similar to mine, but painted soft pink. He looks at the children and sighs.
"I'm telling you both, pack it in, or we're not going to the cinema in Ambleside tonight."
They both fall silent as the boy pokes his tongue out at his sister.